Kemenina turang ken marama do robo ken ngone leo ke kemenira ngone da babini binaka ni rawa ni kirobita lo ni kua oto kena do na marama se ngone leo ni kila binaka mai serne o Thelma Tree na bostiko weekenda me baleta en do na bakata susua na baka edoritiko mai serne na dana tiko na oceanic rhythms sounds of the Pacific. Kero sana bitan lo atitik nga baka ka pertania me raro wa na nabaka madhala taka vikenda na vika me mbaleta na baka tasu songo. Good morning, Thelma.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thanks. Could you just tell us more about this performance?
Yes, so Oceanic Rhythms, basically it's a family concert where we've got some musicians from around the Pacific that live in Sydney. And we're looking at older music, you know, old traditional music, performing the traditional music, but then also performing new songs that we've created as well. So the artist we have is Ili Savani Lava, you know, who was quite well known in Fiji. He's based here in Sydney and he was also on The Voice. So he'll be performing, I think he's performing so he's got his own rendition of that song he's performing and then performing one of his new songs. I'll be doing an old song as well, which is one of my favourites, which I've dedicated to my dad. It's Isalelia, so you know, it's something that we used to sing together a lot. And then doing my new song as well, Daily. And then we have a Samoan singer, Maybel Lalabau, who's also on The Voice, and a Pacific band, V Tribe. So it's going to be a very exciting event with all these different musicians working together because we haven't all worked together before. So we're looking forward to sharing our music and singing in our mother tongue as well, which is, you know, something we rarely get to do when we live here in Aussie. So it's a challenge for a lot of us and really pushing us, yeah.
What is the purpose of this performance? Why did you come up with that kind of, with the idea?
Well, we were thinking, you know, of trying to bridge the different generations, you know. And usually you have the over 18s or you have the all ages event. So we thought, okay, we just have the all ages and then we can have a concert where, you know, the older generation will enjoy it because they know the songs. And then we'll have the younger ones, you know, listening as well and learning more about the old songs, but then they can listen to the new songs. So it's a way of bringing the generations together and also encouraging artists to, you know, learn more about their home country, you know. So, and it's a way of keeping that alive as well here in Aussie. So that was one of the main reasons, you know, and I thought it was something different that we could try, yeah.
So have you ever tried working with the other Pacific Islanders? Like, I noticed that you're going to have Samoans and Tongans in this performance.
First time to perform with them. So we've been rehearsing and, you know, V-Tribe, they're a very well-known band here, mainly Samoan Tongan, and they do have one guy from Fiji, Marcus Netzler, so he's been a long time performer here in Sydney. And Maybel, I haven't performed with her either. She's she was on The Voice and she sings a lot for the football games up here, the NRL games. So she's a wonderful singer. And Ili Savani, I've performed with him before with some of his concerts here in Sydney. But very exciting for all of us, yeah.
What qualities were you looking at when you chose the people that are going to perform?
Well, I spoke with them individually, you know, just to see where they were in their careers. You know, so they're all performers, you know, constantly performing. But then when I had conversations, say, with Maybel, you know, we were on a similar path, you know, like a similar place in our life. Like we'd lost our dads in the last few years and, you know, we were talking about ways that we could continue their memory and do things that, you know, have do music in memory of them, you know? And she was saying, I need to write some new music as well. So I thought, okay, sometimes we need to be put in a position so we're able to do this. Because, you know, in Australia, we're so busy every day, it's hard to find time to sit down and be creative. So this project gives us the opportunity where you get paid to rehearse, then you get paid to perform, you know. So it's a part of the development as well as the performance. So, you know, she's in New Zealand now researching and working on her music with her family there. And for me, I went back to Fiji a few weeks ago, and I sat with some of the local artists there, you know, Vili Nabuka and Ili Savani, who was there at that time, Isireli Savuto, and just spent time with them and talked about some song ideas. And they helped me, like we sang and practiced, you know, because my pronunciation wasn't as good as it should be. So, you know, it forced me to go back and listen to a lot of music as well from Fiji. So I chose them because, you know, they're at a similar path and of their talent. They could sing English, but then also sing in their mother tongue as well.
I think that's a good combination. Every now and then we see our Pacific Islander performers, especially singers, appearing on TV. And I thought to ask you this question. What do you think is the niche or market of Pacific Island music in the music industry in Australia?
So our niche, I mean, with Pacific people, we can sing anything. You know, we're very talented. We've got people in gospel, we've got, you know, people like Paulini and musicals and gospel and reggae. I think, you know, we're quite versatile, but a lot of the times the industry will just put us in a box and say, you have to sing pop or you sing this style, you know. But we're lucky that we're able to be diverse. And so I think Pacific music here in Australia has a long way to go. When you look at New Zealand, they have funding bodies, they have support for the artists to do their videos, their touring. So we need more of that, and I've seen it grow over the years, but we still have a lot more to go. So I think that will still take time. Yeah.
And Pacific Island, Pacific Island performers, they have a lot to offer in the music industry, say in Australia, because we live in Australia, but I suppose it's all over the world, that it's a natural talent that we have.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, one of the things I love doing is providing these platforms, you know. As I'm a musician myself, but I, you know, Pacific people, we don't walk alone, you know, we walk together. It's important we provide these spaces so that we can nurture the talent and the next generation as well, because, you know, that way it keeps growing, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Well, can you tell us more about the oceanic rhythm sound of the Pacific with respect to the venue and also the time that you're going to have the performance?
So Oceanic Rhythms, it's at the Campbelltown Art Centre in Campbelltown. It's close to the train station, and it starts at 7 and goes to 9. The tickets are on their website, campbelltownartcentre.com.au, or you can check my Facebook page, MCTrey, for the link. And there'll be Pacific food for sale, so you can come with your family, buy your dinner, eat, and then come and watch the show and, you know, watch a really good concert. Yeah.
And what day is it?
It's on Saturday, the 16th of September.
Just before we finish our conversation today, is there anything else that you want to tell the listeners?
I would just, you know, if there's any young musicians out there, keep writing. Don't give up if you're passionate about being a musician. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but if you love writing and singing or, you know, rapping, keep doing it. It's a good thing to share with the world.
If somebody wants to know more about this performance, can you repeat where they can find the information?
Yes, it's the Campbelltown Arts Centre website. So if they Google Campbelltown Arts Centre, the info there, or they can message me on Facebook at MCPayTrey.
Well, we wish you all the best, Thelma, and yeah. also extend our wishes to Il Savani as you represent Fiji in this performance.
Oh, thank you so much, and all the best to the listeners as well.
Nakwa levu, Thelma.
Okay, no more.
Yeah.